technologies, machines to save our lives, machines to humanize.
All right. Hey, welcome to It's Not Horror, okay? You guys know the drill. We watch the movie, and we give the best commentary both east and west of the Rio Grande and north of the Mason-Dixon line. That's talking to my two people in the north. So, on tonight's show, we got 1989's Cyborg, a.k.a. Masters of the Universe, 2 Cyborg. That's right. We'll get into that a little bit later. Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and directed by the B-movie maestro himself, Albert Pune. And tonight I'm joined by my fellow co-conspirators. We got Scott, don't come in my eye, Crawford. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. And yes, please don't come in my eye.
Yes.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to miss a drop.
True. That's very true.
And the man, the lord of the wasteland, and that all is venomous, Mr. Venom.
Greetings and salutations, listeners.
That's right. The warrior queen from the great north, the purveyor of all that is good, and just and that and all that is the purveyor of just above 7% alcohol, Miss Heather Powell. Powell, how you doing?
Fucking right. Pound and Powell. Good. Happy to be here.
Awesome. And last but not least, the captain at the helm, the one that helps us sail across the sea of lights, the mini putt master himself, Mr. Nudie.
Howdy, peeps. What's going on? It's been too fucking long.
Too yes, long. It has.
And I just want to say before we start the movie that this episode is going to be premiering on our new network, the Dark Discussions Podcasting Network. So,
yay!
Thank you to Mr. Phillip for podcasting and letting us all jump aboard his network. We appreciate everything Jason has done, but he's kind of given up on his network coming up in February. So, we're making the move a little bit early just to save Jason the hassle of kicking everybody out at the same time. So we appreciate it, and we're ready to go as soon as he's done yapping.
There you go. Well, and I'm Android Virus. So all you guys know me. I'm the fifth wheel on this death machine known as It's Not Horror, Okay? And tonight was my pick. Again, I mentioned it was 1989 Cyborg. So we know the drill. On my mark, we say 3, 2, 1, and go, and then we go. So is everybody queued up?
Sure am.
Okay, well, I'm not. Okay, I am now. All right. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, and go.
All righty.
All right, so who's a cyborg version?
Me. It's one of the few things I'm virgin at.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I've seen this one yet or not.
Okay.
I'm a virgin for most of our movies.
Like, Cyborg and anal.
Yeah, it's true. It's like the only things left.
What?
Mouth is definitely not.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, what?
God,
so
no.
The collapse of the civilization, anarchy, genocide, starvation.
No one told me there'd be a reading.
And then, yes.
Oh, man, we gotta read.
Then we got the plague. We're kind of backwards. We got the plague now, then anarchy, and then the rest is gonna come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they heard rumors. Ooh,
they did hear rumors.
Rumor has it.
This last scientist, Trump and Dr. Fauci, were working on a cure to restore the world.
Hey, is this America after COVID?
Yeah. So
that's guy, New York for sure.
This is me. I like the death. I like the misery. I don't want to restore it.
You're like, this is like my hometown right now.
I like this world.
It's very New Mexico.
Look at that. Chick's fucking crucified with
that's
a hairy
it, that's
bush.
That's his fucking backyard right there.
Look at that.
He wonders why Brucifer got hurt.
Fucking prick.
Puppy, baby.
Oops, sorry guys, I didn't mean to turn my text notification off.
That's okay.
Pearl. Going Pearl.
What year is this one?
It's in the 20-somethings.
Oh, I meant, like, what year did it come out?
Oh, 1989.
Okay. Girls, nice.
Girls.
So, for some reason, in the post-apocalyptic future, we have, like, the best in-shape-looking cast ever. These guys...
Man, even hitting the gym. And the roids.
Her, too.
I want that to be me.
Is that Lex Luger?
It looked like him, no. There was no steroids consumed on this set.
There was zero.
No, they weren't consumed. They were snorted.
Oh.
It is the 80s.
Oh, shattered glass. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, this looks like Detroit. What's going on?
Scott, do you feel at home?
Detroit, Chicago, Portland, you name it. One of them towns.
Flint.
No, Flint wouldn't look this nice. People wouldn't be this big in shape.
That's so true.
These guys are way too friendly.
Yeah. I like your outfits. Andrew, I didn't know you were in this movie.
Oh, yes.
It's like the guy with the, like, fuzzy fucking shit around his neck. Whatever that is. The dead bear.
I fucking love that outfit, by the way.
I could see you wearing it.
Guy wearing chainmail, too? Fuck yeah.
Look at these guys.
Gang of people.
Modern day pirates.
Oh, it's like a knight's outfit he has on, but, like, more modern.
Is that like Bret Hart?
He's black. Thank you.
Him? Technically, he's Maori or Polynesian. He's had two movies, and he was a professional surfer. Yeah, he was one of the bad guys who fought Keanu Reeves in Point Break.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and then he had this movie.
Nice.
He's badass. Ooh, he has a knife. Ooh, that makes him serious.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Rusty knife and post-apocalyptic eyes.
Oh, those eyes are awesome.
Oh, contacts.
No, those are real eyes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kane!
Here, let me wipe that blood off on you.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's pre-AIDS.
AIDS was cured. They have another fucking...
It's pre-AIDS.
Hey, Heather said you can't get AIDS that way.
No, they were good.
AIDS. Well, if you cut him with the knife with the blood on it, there could be some shit going down there.
Venom missed the AIDS.
Whoa,
the AIDS conversation.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is in this?
Oh, you don't even know. This is my favorite Van Damme movie ever. That's why I picked this.
You know,
and he did mention Jean-Claude was in it earlier.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Willis.
I wasn't listening. Sorry, I was too busy thinking about how I'm going to drink this weekend. A lot.
Rubbing herself.
I did that earlier. By the way, guys, Nudie on the last show, if you guys care to listen, I don't know if this is the last show or the show before, got a legit fucking laugh out of me. Like, fucking Willis fell asleep, snoring.
Oh, yeah.
On the fucking podcast. Oh, my God. I don't get shocked by a lot, and I'm not really like, but I'm like, this motherfucker's snoring on our podcast for real? He's like, hey, I just took some fucking allergy meds. Give me a break, Nudie. And Dude, I'm fucking crying. Oh, look, it's produced by Mannheim Golan.
Actually, Willis has the COVID. He messaged me the other day. He has the cob. He has the COVID.
He does.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
2 free weeks of vacation, and he's not sick.
So this is
he's not sick? Okay, that's good.
No, he doesn't feel anything, he said.
He's just a carrier.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He's a danger.
By the way, guys, this was one of the last Canon films made.
Was it really?
Canon.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know why.
I always like random fire in movies. Especially these movies. Oh no! Oh, she's done!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pants are coming off. There's Van Damme.
Want to see me split?
Split it right on top of me.
He just made that guy cut his own neck. He's beautiful.
I feel like you pick movies that you wish you could be in, Andrew.
Oh. That's not a fucking... That's not a bad... what would we say? Guess? I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm 100% right, actually.
Yeah, no, you are.
Is that why Scott's movies are filled with men in loincloths?
Hell yes.
That's exactly why. Okay.
Exactly. You know
Good to know.
I just wish I could wear a loincloth around public, but I just get weird.
No,
She's a cyborg. She's like Terminator.
That bitch.
I thought she was somebody else. By the way, if I cut my hair, it is going to be like this Van Damme in this movie ever. I mean, if I ever cut my hair.
Would you actually cut your hair?
I've been thinking about doing a mohawk. I'm thinking about it.
When he grows up. A mohawk. He's 50 fucking years old. He's going to wear a mohawk.
Hey,
in New Mexico, man.
A mohawk.
New Mexico, man.
I'm 40.
I had a mohawk less than 2 years ago.
Yeah. I'm
Leave
43.
The mohawks for your daughter, dude.
I'm 43, you prick.
Exactly. Old enough. Old enough to know better.
She's a cyborg.
Hey, she's got my hair cut now.
Oh, did you look at mine?
Look at that. She's like fucking RoboCop.
You know, stop that.
Stop motion animation.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
As long as they don't abuse it, yeah.
Yeah, don't make it look like Schwarzenegger there when they showed his fakeness.
Yeah.
Oh,
Total Recall and Terminator.
Yeah.
We going to steal you, cyborg.
Ooh.
Come with me if you want to live.
I like how she keeps saying that she wants to get to Atlanta, and all I can think of is how every single flight connects in Atlanta.
She wants to get to Dave Bailey, Xander Kane.
Aw, Xander! Oh, yes. Xander.
Well, you know what? We had such a wonderful time. Heather was on our podcast, and she fucking did amazing.
Yeah, that show was awesome.
Good on all the
Thanks,
shows.
Guys.
She's
yeah, get
the
around.
Best.
I am the best.
Yeah.
And Xander and I are Facebook friends now. He's cool.
He's never asked me to be on his show, though. I'm just saying.
Well,
there's a reason.
There's a reason.
Well.
This is kind of Fist of the North Star-ish, too, a little bit. Don't you guys think?
Subject Change 101 by Android.
I have never seen
I've never seen Fist of the North Star.
You've never seen Wow, we might have
I've
to do...
Fist
he's seen a fist up his
one.
Asshole.
We might have to do another animated feature here.
What did you say, Heather?
I said I've seen other fists.
Scott's seen fists up his asshole.
I don't see those because I can't turn around, but I know they're there.
Hard to miss.
Well, maybe I don't. I mean, it does. I am pretty loose down there.
Hey.
He's like, are you in yet?
What's going on, guys? I just feel like wind and some pressure.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. These future pirates are just... fucking butchering everybody.
Oh, man.
Not bad.
You all missed me.
Well, it's good to have the band back together, guys. We had some fill-in players for a while, and one of our fill-in players got fucking the plague. The other one fucking had his house burnt down, so I'm glad we have you guys here.
All right.
Well, they had to learn from filling in for us.
The curse of
Scott and I take care of that.
The curse of the curse of it's not horror.
Don't. Wow.
Some of these lines are just amazing.
Oh, look.
Okay.
Android, I love the movies you choose. This is fucking amazing.
Oh my god, this is great. I feel like I'm watching a cheesy wrestling event.
Right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my god. Is this WWE?
Oh, he just stuck a stick in his mouth.
The reverse cannibal holocaust.
Yeah, they just didn't show it.
So, Canon intended to make a sequel to the He-Man Masters of the Universe movie and a live-action movie, and both were supposed to be shot simultaneously by this director, Albert Pune. And Canon, however, was in financial trouble at this point because this was the end of their shit. And Mattel and Marvel Groups both canceled the deals with Canon. So, He-Man and Spider-Man... they already had $2 million put into those movies, so on the costumes and sets for both films. So Pune, the director, he wrote the story for Cyborg in one weekend, and here we have this.
Well, the
script
is definitely showing that.
Yes.
So it's definitely reflecting.
Amazing is what it is.
But overseas, you can find VHS copies and DVD copies of this being Masters of the Universe 2.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, like He-Man. Like, this is not a He-Man movie. But,
no.
You know. But this is what He-Man was going to look like, and or Spider-Man. So, there you have it. The sets and the costumes.
I do like the sets.
You just knocked that hot bitch out.
There's a lot of fire in this movie, though. Holy fuck.
Well, you know, they had to save on the lighting. You know
oh
what I'm saying?
God, every scene has a fire.
Well, it's
a caveman.
Well, they don't have electricity, Heather.
Oh, right. Okay, good point.
Do you know who that bitch is?
No.
Virus.
I do, but I don't. I know she's been in a few movies.
Her name is Kathy Schauer, who used to be a full contact kickboxing champion.
Oh, nice.
She tried her hand at making a few movies, and she did a few, but that's about it. She was in one called The Stranger. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
She rides into a town and to get revenge on people that did some bad things, and it's pretty good.
Uh-oh, flashback. He's got long hair.
Aww.
And the set looks so different, too.
I'm going to adopt this family into my own. I have long hair. I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. Look at that hair.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
It's like your fucking kindergarten teacher. Say goodbye to your daddy. Oh, he saw that right away.
He can read subtitles.
Had you ever seen this Venom?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
beautiful.
Saw this in the drive-in, I believe.
Ooh, nice. On a date?
Unfortunately, no. But I had even more fun, though, because we had a keg and a bucket of fried chicken.
Oh, that sounds like a better date.
That's amazing.
Wow. So you got drunk, and then you had the lube.
That's just as good as pussy, Venom.
There you go.
Nice hat.
Get us out of the city, Slinger. So they're called Slingers, Heather, and they're paid to get people out of the city or protect them to travel. Basically, that's what they are. So
wow, I've never heard that premise done in any other movie.
They're city Albert, Sherpas.
Albert Pune wrote this in one weekend, guys. So
brilliant.
Did he do a lot of coke?
You know, old Puddinhead Albert Pune has dementia right now, so he may have.
Does coke lead to dementia?
Mushrooms.
Oh, well, yeah, it eats away at the fucking frontal cortex of your brain.
I would know. I've never done it. I'm a good girl.
Lies.
Yeah, right. Good girl, my ass.
Wow. I like how Venom was the first to be like,
so
shit.
She had us believing it for a 5 seconds.
I have a funny cocaine story.
I've actually never done coke, so that's not a lie. I have no idea.
I have a funny cocaine story. So I have a buddy who may or may have not delivered who's a comedian cocaine here in Albuquerque, and they thought that the cocaine was going to be bullshit here, and the guy's manager did it too. And he may have not said, hey, I'm freaking out. I'm going to go outside. I can't be here right now. And it's like, motherfucker, we're right next to the border of Mexico. What do you think our fucking cocaine is going to be like? So there
Good.
You have it.
Good. Laced with green chilies.
Oh. Ooh, spicy.
Spicy. Yeah.
Oh, is she finally waking up?
She is.
She looks like the fat girl punch. From Silence of the Lambs.
Puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
Darker hair.
She should be singing Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
So Scott, you'd love this. Albert Pune, his first film was Sword and the Sorcerer.
No way.
Yeah.
Way.
So this guy directed the Sword and the Sorcerer.
We may have to be doing that movie down the road here.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, stop giving Scott suggestions.
Is that the one with the dual sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's going to be... Oh, Richard. Okay, I'm sold now.
Kickboxer 2. He did a lot of shit.
Yeah, I think from here on out, like, my picks, I'm going to be doing a lot of the 80s fantasy shit just because it's just fucking fun. Because
Scott wants to wear a loincloth.
Fuck yeah. And I want to see men wearing loincloth. Hell yeah.
Venom wants to be
yet?
Asian.
I haven't yet. I've been waiting.
In person.
Like
only below the waist, Nudie.
My goal is to grow my beard so long I can make it my own loincloth. I love it when I get those reactions from Venom. I love it.
I used to date a girl that had a happy trail. She's Mexican.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Huh. It's not bad. It's not bad, though. I mean, it's kind of hot, but whatever. Yeah. It's not bad. I'll fuck around.
What do you mean a happy trail?
Treasure trail, I call it.
A trail from the fucking belly button down to the pussy nudie.
Oh, yeah. All right.
She must have been
porn star Karen Summer used to have that.
Did she?
Back in the day. I don't know about now because she's like 80 years old now. But
well, then she definitely does now.
Nudie, but you know what I've been watching is TT Boys YouTube channel. You should check it out. It's pretty funny. I think you'd like it.
TT Boy.
He's got a, you know who he is, but
of course.
But he's got a YouTube channel. And he interviews all the old school porn stars. It's hilarious. Yeah,
that guy was James Dean before there was a James Dean.
Yeah, he has a he had Peter North on there, and I'm like what's Peter North up to? So it was pretty cool.
Did he ask him if he was ever in gay movies?
No, I don't think they went. Peter, he's a really nice guy, man.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Did he do some gay shit?
Oh no! I mean, yes, he is a nice guy. I've met him a couple of times. I used to work at an adult video warehouse. So I met like a bunch of like late '90s and early 2000s stars.
Yeah, nice. Peter North started in gay movies before he went to straight, and they were asking him about it, and he denied it was ever him. Like, how can you deny it? I mean, it's clear it's you. It's like, come on, dude. I never did that.
Why not just be proud? Clearly, that was my
because you live in Canada. Yeah. That's not something an American male really ever wants to admit, sadly.
No. Well, I'll admit it. Do it all the time.
No,
yeah,
sure.
I admit it all the time.
It's in every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I had a friend admit it the other night to me. He's like, yeah, dude, I put some peanut butter on my balls, and my friend licked it off in a drunken state. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Did he get all the peanut butter?
It couldn't be a normal. That would be sticky if he did.
Apparently. Oh, look at that. How clean that Tupperware is for the future.
If I did gay porn, I'd be talking about it all the time. Like, check this episode out.
Look, he's having a memory. He's triggered.
He's remembering of when he went to a Tupperware party.
He's like me.
Yeah, they still have Tupperware. That shit really does last.
Right?
Yeah. He's like thinking about his past.
Oh, her roach tin.
Oh. No, there's seeds in it.
Her roach tin.
I swear to God, this is America's future, guys. I'm just saying.
Is this America now?
Yeah, I'm saying this is America now. What are you saying?
What are you fucking talking about future?
Oof.
No way, we don't have hats that nice.
No. I'm still fucking going to Walmart and fucking getting fucking prime ribs. I'm okay, so not quite yet.
I'm glad you can get prime rib from Walmart. I didn't know Walmart sold that good of meat.
Mm. Oh, out here, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
American Walmart. That's one.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
don't get that stuff from the Flint Walmart.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't buy anything from the Flint Walmart.
That's not the karate champion. Just looks like her. She must
be
in another scene.
I think, there's some other, there's some burly bitches that are going to show up in this movie, so you'll probably see those.
Yeah.
So this movie has three sequels, and believe it or not, the second sequel has Elias Koteas. You guys know who that famous actor is?
Nope.
Koteas. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie. Jack Palance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Elias Koteas is in everything from teenage. He played Casey Jones in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
I love. Can we do that?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
yeah, we should totally do that movie at some point.
He's in The Prophecy. Apt Pupil, a lot of shit. So, yeah. So, actually, Cyborg 2 is pretty fucking good. So, I don't suggest that we do it, but it's pretty decent. But no Van Damme. So, it automatically fucking takes a downturn if no Van Damme.
No Van Damme.
But you did just give us ideas for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Go, Ninja. Go, Ninja. Go. Go, Ninja.
The Plague. Give me 1 second. I'm grabbing a beer, guys.
Time's up.
Oh, I wish I had a beer.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ill-prepared for It's Not Horror. I have no beer.
It's embarrassing.
What's wrong with me? I'm sober tonight.
Heather's usually swallowing a wine bottle by now.
Throating. Get it right, Nudie.
She's got to practice.
Okay, I got to practice for Nudie.
For her visit.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a big job.
She's going to be podcasting with me, and I'm going to be like, isn't that right?
Jesus. Wow.
Okay, you don't need to talk anymore, but keep on going.
As long as I get mine, it's fine. Don't waste my fucking time, Nudie.
Terrible.
Was this your? What's your favorite? We're gonna do like a round table discussion here. I'm gonna start with Nudie. Nudie, what is your favorite Van Damme movie?
Oh, god dang! There's so many. I like Hard Target a lot.
It's a good one.
He's had so many. Like I love Time Cop. I think that movie's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking forgot about Time Cop.
All right. Heather?
Which is the one where he's like, how does it feel to be hunted, you tell me? What's the name of that? The quote?
Hard Target.
Hard Target.
That one. Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. Venom?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go completely out of left field with this one because I love this movie and I don't care that Van Damme is not the star of it. Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nice.
Jean-Claude is the voice of Master Croc and I fucking love that movie.
Wow. What a way to kill a question, Venom.
All right.
Or make it better.
Scott?
Yeah. I think for me, just because I love the combination of the two together, would be Universal Soldier.
Oh.
That's a good one.
So good. Yeah, it's between this and Universal Soldier for me.
Yeah, I have
this one. This one's not even in the top 10 for me of his movies.
You motherfucker.
Well, that's your taste, though. I mean,
blasphemy. How dare
this
you?
This is basically a better version of Deadly Prey.
Not true.
All his movies are versions of Deadly Prey.
Not true.
I mean, he did do Fire and Ice recently. That's
true. Well, that had guys in loincloths, so you must have loved that one.
Oh, I was hard the whole movie. You kidding?
Cartoon cock.
That's a long time to be hard.
These guys got a fucking.
Oh, I mean, you bang it against the wall a few times just to get it down, then you get it back up again. You gotta do what
I can imagine Alex Pune in the scene. All right, guys, sharpen your knives and flex.
Yeah, Scott, you're missing all this beefcake.
I'm not missing it. I'm just quiet staring. Oiled up.
I want to go to Temptation. Yeah. How do we get to Temptation?
Island?
Temptation.
I don't know.
A lot of people are dirty here.
Well, yeah. You know, Heather, it's...
It is post-apocalypse. I mean, come on.
Nice glasses.
Not everybody has soap.
Running water is a thing of the past. You got to take water.
You got to go into like still water and wash your face.
Uh oh, here we go. Good scene right here.
Nice job judging the poor Canadian.
Right? Just because everybody gets assistance in Canada, really? You know.
Oh,
sorry.
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 That always used to throw me off. I'm aging myself, but Nudie might be able to laugh at this. When I used to watch Family Ties when I was a kid, I'm like, why does he say sorry? What? Michael J. Fox. I'm like, what the fuck is he saying sorry for? What does that mean? How does?
I'm not asked up here. That's why.
No, you're not. Oh, fuck yeah! Nice fucking samurai sword to the gut.
Ooh. Oh no, she's in building, band building, bridge.
I would so be in that abandoned building exploring. I would love it. Here goes.
So this was
look out behind you.
So this is filmed in North Carolina, guys. Abandoned buildings, abandoned factories. They really did it up.
So they did nothing. It probably just looked how it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Nice work.
There goes the Canadian on her high horse.
Episode
up here too. They're just a little nice. Actually, when American movies are filmed here, we have to make the streets dirtier so it looks better. I'm
kidding. She's sitting on her high horse, drinking her bag of milk and judging us.
I'm drinking my Strongbow.
Drinking her chocolate milk in the bag.
What's wrong with fake milk?
Nothing's wrong with it. I just like the... It's just different.
It's right.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'll have to be the judge of that someday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in 2023 it will be great when borders are open, don't worry.
Right, exactly.
Fuck yeah, he's got like an arrow gun, something.
That's freaking cool.
Yes.
Oh.
All I'm saying, guys, when you watch this, keep in mind, Masters of the Universe 2 fucking... Masters of the Universe 2 fucking costumes and fucking guns. So there you have it.
I want a knife that comes out of my boot.
Oh.
I want a knife that comes out of my penis.
Hey.
Calm down.
This could be a scene out of Deadly Prey.
Sadly.
I'm going to give this a little bit more credit.
I mean, the choreography is much better, definitely.
Exactly, yeah.
The music's almost the same.
Oh, the one note repeated over and over again?
Exactly.
Duh.
And I love Van Damme, though. Fuck.
He is so much fun to watch, especially in the 80s.
He's so sexy.
I just wish I was cool like Van Damme.
No. Oh, God, no.
That's a big wish.
I almost choked on my water there, Nudy.
Oh, don't choke. I heard you had a good gag. We're going to test that out. You better get that wine bottle going.
I'm ready for you. I can take it.
Oh, my.
Send you pictures, Scott, all right?
Oh, please do. I need to see this.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you want to send him pictures, but you can.
No, I won't.
Oh. He'll print them out. I'll be whacked off. Like
I'll have a back attack session.
Nudy pictures.
He's gonna do voodoo with it. Don't do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna glue one of Nudy's pictures inside my underwear, so it's like right on my cock.
And then you'll have Randall lick you.
I mean, if it comes down to it.
I know you and Randall are close.
Hey, I'm close with all my guy friends. That's why I'm going to come to visit you, dude.
You even call him a friend. That's amazing to me.
Guy friends, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You miss this, don't you, Heather?
Boy, this is a good movie, huh?
We're watching a movie?
She even said good. Nice.
Defended movie.
Who's watching a movie?
Wow.
Oh, she's going swimming. See, she's going to clean off.
She must not be American.
She's like, I'm so dirty.
Look,
I'm
she's
Canadian. I need to be clean.
You can even see her coochie if you look
closely. Why would he not go after her?
Well, they want to show her ass and not his.
Well, Heather, they will explain it.
Is that another word for you're just a walking vagina?
Yikes.
That's what my wife told me when we first met. You're a weirdo. You're just a walking wound, aren't you? Yeah, I am. I'm damaged goods.
Aww. That sounds like true love.
Hmm. Fender. So if you look at this, Albert Pune, for some odd reason, named all the bad guys and all the good guys in this movie after musical instruments.
Ooh, where's Les Paul?
We got Fender. We got Gibson. That's his name. We got some other ones, so.
If there's not a Les Paul, I quit podcasting.
Oh, man. That's
a lot of shows with a new host.
Yeah, good Lord.
I call Fresh Cuts.
Nobody wants to do that. That's you mean you have to be with Mike all the time.
I like Mike.
Mike who?
I like Mike. Be like Mike.
Mike who?
I think Mike's funny. Mike Merriman, your Mike best who? Friend.
Oh, look, we got tits. We got tits.
Does she have innies? I missed
the nice ones, too.
No, but she had the... She almost had the flesh color... She almost has the flesh-colored nipples, though, where you don't see where the areola... Where the areola begins and the titty ends, you know?
Ew, boobs. Ew.
Did he have his cup?
I think
his cup is cut off.
You know what? He's a good guy. That's why
he's a eunuch.
He doesn't have to do with anything. He can be a good guy and banger.
He's a eunuch.
Ew.
Man, I'd be so disappointed.
He's a eunuch.
This situation.
You judge men by their penis, do you, Heather?
No, I just want to have sex.
Oh. That's why she doesn't want to go back to Michigan.
Hey, we got fingers. Aww. We got toes.
That's not true.
We got all sorts.
Aww. Not true. Not
hey, when she gets here, she gets to peg me, so that's technically sex.
So, flashback, he's fucking the single mom, and she cut his hair off.
Is this why he can't have sex with anyone else now?
He's still in love. He's.
Oh, that's not true. No guy would turn down a chick like that because he was in love with someone else.
I am Heather.
He's Van Damme.
Love
he can
do it.
Love
and sex are not the same thing. Let's not get too, fucking feeling here.
Somebody's the names we got in this movie is Gibson, Fender, Marshall, Les.
There it is.
Pearl Prophet for Pearl Drum.
Well,
Trump.
Thank God, because I didn't want you to quit podcasting.
Look at him.
Oh, we do.
50-50.
A young Fender. He's got dirty hair.
What would we do with no venom?
I couldn't hear about how much he hates dream sequences. That's my thing.
Or girls who are mentally fucked up, being cast as girls who are mentally fucked up.
That fresh cut episode was great, guys.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Venom.
Hey, Venom, I want you to cover the shed.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about the dream sequence.
This is the one movie that Scott didn't put in his top 10 this year.
Oh my God, that movie pissed me off so much.
That's last year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I just got it in Canada in 2020.
And actually, no, Nudie, there's a movie that is I just watched a couple days ago that is the very bottom of my list, and I got to write a review for Popcorn. And I don't know how I'm going to be nice about it.
We got another titty shot here, guys.
Ooh, titties.
Just letting you know. Kind of interrupt all the conversation for the nice titty shots.
Sorry.
But she's just hanging out with all these fucking dudes with their fucking tits hanging out.
I mean, why not?
She's just got gangbangs.
Okay.
Yeah, she's drugged up or something.
If men can go topless, why can't women go topless?
Exactly. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Right?
Do it. Do it now.
The problem is, Heather, is as a man, I only want to put all their nipples in my mouth. Not I don't want to put Nudie's nipple in my mouth or Scott's or
Venom's. Like a guppy, just kind of trying to get to all of them.
I just want to put a nipple in my mouth.
And there you go, Heather. That's the reason why we can't do it, because of people like him.
Yes. I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying I want to do it.
You can go topless in Canada.
Perfect.
Most people don't do it, but you can.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah, most people don't do it, though. Imagine
being a 16-year-old boy in Cancun, Mexico, like my parents took me, and just seeing tits on the beach. I mean, it was mind-blowing.
He had to tan
with his belly on the sand.
Couldn't wear speedos.
And even then, he was kind of uplifted.
Well, I almost had my first threesome there with a couple of 35-year-old women, and my fucking sister cock blocked me.
Yeah, good for her.
Uh-oh, we got some good... Here we go, we got some good CGI. Not CGI, but practical effects.
Yeah, that's cool.
You said good.
That's not bad, Nudie.
I thought that was okay.
Especially for canon. Yeah, not bad.
This is where they turned Pearl Prophet into the fucking cyborg. So she has to go around the wasteland and collecting data and information on how to cure the plague.
This sounds a lot like COVID-19.
Yep.
So I watched a movie today called The Redwood Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
It was from 2014, actually, and I had watched it before, but Jason Lloyd sent me a screener for the sequel that's coming out in October, so I rewatched it, and it's basically a slasher flick, like Friday the 13th type, and the killer has like a satchel thing on his face like Jason did, only it's a little bit better looking, kind of under the same vein as those Playing with Dolls movies that I like.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the sequel today, and Danielle Harris was in it, and another dude that used to be on the Grimm show. And it was pretty good. It had a lot more, a bigger budget for the second one. Like the first one was a UK movie. I don't think this one was, because they didn't have the British accents throughout. Mm. But they went like a totally different direction with it than the first one, and I kind of liked it. So oh, yeah? The second one's called Redwood Massacre Annihilation. So that should be coming out soon.
For that.
Yeah, I liked it. So I put the Redwood Massacre on my Dropbox. So watch that first if you have the screener for the new one. Cause
okay, sweet.
You want to get this, you know, the whole story. It's great gore, practical effects, decent shit.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. I was like, because I'm just watching all sorts of shit right now because I'm able to watch movies at work. So I've just been knocking out all. I ended up watching Mirrors thanks to you putting that on Plex. So thank you. Never seen that.
Yeah,
before.
I haven't even seen it yet either. I just that happened to bad. Find it last
I
night.
Seen
so
that.
Wasn't bad. Too bad.
Good gore for a Hollywood movie.
Yeah. I mean, it was Alexandria Aja, so it's. I kind of expect
with
at least that.
Katie Sackhoff in that.
I think it's Amy Smart.
Amy Smart, all right, yeah.
I watched Maximum Overdrive this week, and it was magical.
Yeah, that movie is amazing.
Stephen King's first directed film.
I think that movie's fucking
first and only.
His only directed film.
We're going to be doing that on NFW coming up after we finish Gary's Asian movies, because Jake picked Stephen King flicks, so we'll be doing that.
I'm in the minority on that one. I can't stand the Maximum Overdrive. I fucking hate it.
Oh, it's such a train wreck. I fucking love it.
I was one of the people that got duped by the marketing, you know, the Stephen King talking about if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And I'm going to scare the hell out of you. I watched that fucking movie opening weekend. I walked out of that theater so fucking pissed off. I was so angry at the world.
I think I remember you actually going off about that, like, on a podcast at some point.
Yep, on the Horrorcast. Or, no, yes. Rad Radio. It was Rad Radio.
Oh, that's what it was, yes.
Yeah, I went off on it. I don't like that movie. I understand its appeal. I really do. But it's one of those things that I never forgave it for its marketing tricking me like that, making me think it was a fucking horror movie.
Oh, like It Comes at Night?
It Comes at Night at least was a great fucking movie, even if it was mismarketed.
It was mismarketed like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It pissed me off. I mean, I liked the movie, but it pissed me off.
Right. Here we got a great Van Damme standoff. We're playing chicken in an abandoned fucking concrete factory.
How do you fight with a fucking overcoat on? Take that thing off.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well,
that's not a wig.
Not a wig at all.
Nope. Yeah.
My Halloween costume. Oh, yeah.
That's like my everyday. What are you talking about?
So slow motion makes like karate look better.
So halfway through this movie, we have Ralph Moeller show up as one of the bad guys. And Ralph Moeller is like one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friends. He was in Universal Soldier, Pathfinder, a lot of fucking movies, Scorpion King. But he actually played Conan in the one season of Conan the Adventurer TV show.
Oh, man.
Right. Ooh, this guy that he's fighting now or the other guy?
No, you'll see him, Ralph Moeller. You'll see him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy looks like a cheap version of Wesley Snipes.
He's basically a poor man's fucking Conan, or Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's from Germany.
No. Pathfinder was a great movie.
It certainly was. I really enjoy that film. I do enjoy Marcus Nispel as a director.
I don't mind him.
Yeah, most of his shit's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's that air gun that what's his name had.
Yeah, this is just too much. This is great. I love it.
Fuck yeah.
He's such the man.
Van Damme?
Yeah.
He's all we achieve to be.
Yeah, even I want to be like him.
Got his bitch. Fender got his bitch.
Yeah, I just want to like fuck shit up.
Can you do a split like him?
With the right motivation, I would.
Nice. I wonder what that motivation could be.
White claw.
A giant cop.
White claw. I don't even think Heather's a fucking size queen. I just think she likes a good humping. Come on, Nudie.
Oh, she's not a size queen, but when you have it, you have it.
Yeah. I'm impressed, let me tell you.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say.
Oh, nice fucking throw. Motherfucker! Every fucking football player I went to high school.
And his shape. His really weird outfit.
More like awesome outfit.
You told me to wear that. Oh, you're talking about him.
Great outfit.
Mother, I don't know why, but she tells me to wear a wig whenever she comes over and like have like long hair. I don't get it.
It's because the top of your head blinds her when she looks at you.
Yeah, it hurts my eyes.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Uh-oh.
This chick's been in a lot of stuff, too.
She is his fucking chicks, the single mom he's fucking, because this movie doesn't really explain it. It's the little girl.
Yep, I'm saying the actress has been in a lot of stuff.
Dun, dun, dun.
She was the girl in the boat hanging with her tits out, getting gangbanged by the fucking
hi, daddy.
Fucking guys.
Hi, my second daddy.
Oh, Fender, turn that pussy out. Don't laugh at him. He gave her the old Polynesian fucking what for.
You can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him.
Oh my god.
Oh, he missed.
You suck.
He's fucked.
Go.
Go.
Great actor, that guy.
Two movies, Nudie. Two movies.
I wonder why.
Change out my cartridges. There he is, Ralph Moeller.
Oh, man, that beautiful head of hair. And this guy looks like a pilot.
Yeah. The Conan in the one season TV show.
Was this guy in the movie?
He wasn't in Conan. He was not in Conan, but he's
been. He looks like a Neanderthal.
He looks like one of the sons of that lower general guy. Remember, he had those two big buff sons.
Oh yeah, Thulsa Doom. He had Rexor and the other guy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, but he is Arnold's buddy. They're nice. Weightlifting buddies.
Nice.
Makes sense.
And they're probably. Steroid bodies, too, at the time.
Well, they help each other with their steroids.
Exactly.
So. Yes.
It's hard to shoot into your own ass.
I feel
right?
It's true.
It's very true. I try shooting my ass every day, and it just doesn't work.
Has anybody ever seen, what's that movie, Nudie, with Nudie and with Schwarzenegger and Ferrigno in the 70s, Pumping Iron?
Pumping Iron, yep.
I feel like I'm coming all the time.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
Hey, Louie, get your mom to make us a steak. Arnold was such a dick in that movie. Oh, she's alive. Gibson Rickenbacker. That's his name in this.
Rickenbacker.
That's terrible.
Why do they keep wanting to go to Atlanta?
Because that's where the cure is.
Where the cure is.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of traffic in Atlanta.
Not anymore. Not in this.
Not no more than this.
Not in post-COVID.
So Atlanta's like the last hub of society a little bit, you know?
That'd be really sad.
That's where the Walking Dead
Atlanta.
Is.
Yeah.
Why in Atlanta?
Because they didn't want to go to Ontario.
No, that's fine. I understand
not
being
Canada.
Canada
doesn't exist in this world.
No, I get that, but why Atlanta? Like, why not New York City?
I think as a youth, this is the scene where I fell in love with Ass when he was just carrying her on his shoulder.
Oh, that's when you realized you liked bums?
Yes. Juicy. Yeah!
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, now she's going to have to... What's he doing now?
Going to throw her in the sewer with the rest of the garbage. See?
Oh, you're right.
Come on, bitch! Wake up!
Let's go see the Morlocks!
Let's go! I got
go meet the Ninja
you.
Turtles.
I got cuts on me, you got cuts on you, we're going to go to a shit-filled sewer and get some disease.
Yay, septic!
Infection. Hell yeah.
Maybe a clown will kill us first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be
hopefully, anyway.
Or you find some chuds.
Yeah!
Oh, chuds.
Juicy ass.
It's a pretty nice bump.
Thanks. Oh, here to talk about mine.
That's nice, too.
Aw, thanks.
So for anybody who's seen this movie, Nudie or anybody else, do you guys remember the iconic scene from this?
Isn't the whole thing been iconic?
Iconic!
We're going to get I'm just letting you know we're going to get a Van Damme split coming up.
Oh, right.
Oh, yep. Split time, yeah.
He does it in every movie.
Yeah. He's got to.
We get the triple take, don't we?
Maybe not today, but...
I really wanted to see what Cannon had with all these outfits in for Masters of the Universe 2. But, you know...
Well, his hair's going to get wet.
The poodle.
Hey, it's not bad. That
looks better.
Yeah.
He's like a wet poodle now.
Like
hey, it's ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Well, no, ramen noodles everywhere.
Oh, I'm wading through shit.
Gray water.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching that movie again. Scott's movie.
Which one?
Let me sit you down in this human shit. I'm going to take care
Scott
of business.
Scott chooses the weirdest movies. Can he stop being allowed to pick movies?
Hey.
I like his movies the least.
Yeah, you and Virus pick movies that each other want to watch all the time.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Heather, the movie you just picked is going to be right up my alley type of movie.
He's like, oh, Heather likes Van Damme, so I'll pick a Van Damme movie.
No, sir.
Heather picks a movie for next time.
Android just played six weeks ago on his show.
Don't be jealous. This movie's been on my list for a long time, Nudie. This is actually one of the first movies I picked for the show.
How long ago did you play Heather's Choice on your show? Like what, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, but that was, we're not going to get into this, man, because I'm going to get really fucking, I'm going to get really annoyed with you, so I'm not going to fucking.
Good. That's what I'm
so here,
good job.
Here we go. Look at this, guys. Nice.
Amazing.
It's going to be my fucking Facebook cover.
Yes. Oh my, no. Ah. Yes.
Yeah, Heather, you have no right to pick on my movie taste since you picked the next one. You picked the next one, and that is the type of movie I would have chose, so.
No, it's not. It doesn't have fucking sorcerers and fucking loincloths and...
You haven't seen it yet, so you don't know yet.
It does have a mutant snake.
Or mad foxes.
It has a mutant snake, and it has a dude carrying a blow-up doll.
First of all, I like both of those.
I like blow-up dolls, but they don't like me.
Oh,
that's awkward.
That's awkward.
His pin dick keeps popping them.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Mine just keeps running away from me.
Ugh.
He's just bobbing in the fucking toilet bowl like a fucking turd.
Gross.
Aww.
You're gonna get annoyed with me.
They look really tired now.
I guess I'm gonna have to retire that joke then, huh, Venom? I mean, Virus. The Virus plays the same movies all the time joke.
Oh yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it because you don't go watch a show.
I do watch a show since I've known him.
I'm usually out. Sorry.
Yeah Friday's
always,
a big
always,
poker night.
Always plans
too.
Her nights out around Virus's show.
No, I go out every weekend. It has nothing to do with him.
Where did he go? Where are you, fucker?
Virus left. He got so upset.
No, I'm here. Sorry, guys. Yeah. My wife just walked in. She went to, no offense to any of my liberal friends here, but she just went to the shooting range.
Thought you were going to say Chick-fil-A.
Why would that offend any of us? Who would be
offended
by
going
to the gun range?
Yeah.
No. You know, I heard about
you
were
gun, you know.
You were like, oh, she came back from, like, human trafficking. Like,
yeah.
I'd be a little...
She just came back from the Trump rally.
I know.
He just got back from Jeffrey Epstein's island.
No. Actually, Jeffrey Epstein does have a castle here. I don't know if you guys know that.
I don't want to know.
Yep. Zorro Ranch. New Mexico and Jeffrey Epstein are very connected.
Yeah. Zorro.
And the Clintons and our former governor, all connected.
Did you watch The Mask of Zorro on this show, or is that...
Look, they're fucking chasing his ass down. Old Van
Put that
Van.
Thing away, honey.
Yeah. Poor Van Damme. He's like the only white dude at a BLM protest.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm not editing that out.
Why don't you give your address for
this? He's wearing a fucking flag with a blue line. Get him! Sorry. That's one of them kickboxer bitches right there, Nudie.
Yeah, but it's not the one. I thought she was in this. Maybe she's not.
There's some bodybuilding bitches in this motherfucker. Oh, that's a bad staff.
Ooh, slice on the cheek.
Yeah.
You want to know how I? You want to know how? You want to know how I got these scars?
Just cut off her damn hand, damn.
Nice. No more hand jobs for her.
Oh wow! Oh, she still has her mouth.
Well, she still has her right hand.
That's all she needs.
True.
She still has her vagina and asshole. Like,
she's got her feet.
That's all she needs.
This guy has been a nemesis since the beginning.
Oh.
Kick his fucking head in. I call bullshit. Bodybuilders don't have this much endurance.
No.
Maybe the skinny guy, but not those fucking guys.
I love the smacks. Kapow! Oh.
This is amazing. I love how he's trying to run through the water. Taking him forever to get there.
I'll get you!
It's like the longest run ever.
You see that throw? He wrestles like fucking Cage from AEW.
Yes! Nice move.
The Butcher and the Blade.
No, they're good. Don't talk no shit. Now stop with your shit.
They're not good. Just because they play in a band, you like, go make them good.
They're not good.
Oh,
no, they're not.
Superman punch. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like everyone agrees except for Android.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wrestling. AEW.
Yeah, that's why. Yep.
There's a guy in one of his bands he listens to that's a wrestler.
Not true. I don't even know. True. I don't like that band. I don't even
what,
know.
What's the name of the band?
Every Time I Die.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Oh,
every
really?
Time I Die.
It's Jerry Herring's favorite band. That's
yeah,
not
my say, wow.
Not my type of music. Sorry, guys. But I just like Butcher and the Blade. I think they're hilarious. I'm just
yeah, they
but
are
I like,
hilariously
but,
bad.
But listen, Nudie, I liked the Vaudevillains. I was a huge.
They were
mark
great.
For them.
I loved them.
So they kind of
their gimmick was great.
They kind of remind me of the Vaudevillains a little bit, and that's why I'm kind of partial to them. So
he listens to Gwar and
Gwar is awesome.
That kind of stuff.
I listen.
Fucking love Gwar.
Listen to Gwar. I've been kind of cutting back on the black metal, but
Typo Negative.
My favorite. Fate
no, he
no
likes
more.
Heavier than that.
No, I love Typo Negative. They're
yeah,
one of my
like,
top 10.
He posts about Typo Negative a lot. I'm like, yep, I love Typo.
One of my top 10 is Typo Negative. I just bought the fucking the vinyl box set for $250, Scott.
Nice.
Scott yeah. just tested Negative.
Wow.
I'm all over the place with my metal. I like hair metal. I'm a big fan of hair metal, too, so.
Yeah, that's my style.
I can't agree with you there.
Yeah, I like hair metal. I love fantasy metal, like Blind Guardian and shit like that.
See,
that's
I can't.
Power metal.
I can't hang with power metal, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Glory Hammer, Dragon Force.
Yes.
That's all power metal.
Don't know any
that.
Of them.
Love that shit.
Yeah. He's just straight beating his ass.
There's some beatings going down.
I love beatings. Oh, wrong
look at him.
This Van Damme staple. He gets his ass kicked by the monster at the end, then all of a sudden he gets a thing up his ass, and he comes back and beats the shit out of him.
All he needs is something up his ass. Scott, get there.
Well, no, I need something up my ass first. I gotta get motivated.
Hey!
Fender is up.
I'm sorry I said something up his ass. I apologize. I apologize
Heather,
to the listeners.
Heather, bring that wine bottle that you were throwing and I'll shove that up
trigger,
my ass.
I didn't mean
I'm
to trigger
I'm not done
Scott.
With it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, when you're done.
Let them refill it for you.
Yeah. I didn't make it for them.
Nice.
Wow. That one even got me.
Fuck you, Van Damme.
Look at my contacts.
Those eyes are natural, Heather. What are you talking about? That's my move right there. That's my go-to, the headbutt. My favorite.
You headbutt people?
Yeah, you didn't see him headbutting that drunk next door?
Oh, right, yeah. We watched them have that fight. Yeah.
Heather's like, are you okay? I'm like, this is how we do it here, girl. It's all right. It's another day.
I feel so safer with your wife. She just came back from the gun range. If I went to visit you, I would just go everywhere with her.
I have guns, too.
He walks up to his neighbor with his big belly hanging out. Wait, Buster, what's going on? Boom! Headbutt. Turns around, walks back like he's King Godzilla. I've just headbutt that mofo.
Oh, crucified like the rest of his victims. I am the future Jesus.
Oh, great. Now we gotta fucking write a book about this idiot and worship him for 2,000 years.
You'll laugh at this one. This SJW bitch online was like, hey, if Jesus was black and all this shit, right? Like, just basically equating him to the, you know, George Floyds of the world and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, technically, if Mary, his mom, was 12, and she got, raped in her sleep by his dad, who was half invisible, wouldn't he
What
be
are you talking
invisible?
About?
Thanks for bringing it up, Venom.
Fuck you.
Yeah, so there you go. So I'm talking about Jesus. Some chick said Jesus was black, and I just said, well, technically he'd be half invisible because her mom got date raped, you know, by God in her sleep. That's how the story goes.
Again,
you know.
All letters may go to New Mexico. Right. The AndroidVision.com.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Tessinal42.com.
They're going to leave him alone for 3 days now. They'll come back.
That's right. He's going to fucking...
It's going to be Easter.
I'm going to whistle out of my hands, motherfucker.
I'm just so offended by this conversation. I just can't.
It's going to be Easter.
Well, technically, him and Jesus... The Catholic churches that I grew up in, him and Jesus are about the same fucking buffed. So there you go.
And white.
Yes. Blue-eyed, Germanic.
Yes. Because there was a lot of those.
In
right.
Jerusalem.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
A lot of white. A lot of...
Whitewashing of the Savior.
Depends on the house you're going. You got the Mexican Jesus, you got the black Jesus, you got the fucking Chinese Jesus, whatever.
It's all a matter Jesus of who wrote that version of the Bible.
Is it Mexican Jesus Cheech Marin?
No, that's me.
No, Mexican Jesus is clearly Julio Iglesias.
There you go.
George Lopez.
Ricky Martin is Jesus.
And some of the churches here in Albuquerque, fucking the sculptures of Jesus look like fucking Sean Penn. So I don't know. So it's like
better than Manson.
I remember my first fucking thing in church. He's like, that fucking Jesus looks like Sean Penn. I know. He's fucking got abs like fucking.
Oh.
Wayne. Yep.
We just got rid of all our Christian listeners.
Oh well.
Like anyone that was Christian listened to this show.
Yeah. Oof, not really. Oh. Not really a loss, Nudie. Let me just tell you.
Philip's gonna listen and go. Do I want these guys on this network?
Let's hope he doesn't listen.
Yes.
Hopefully he knows what we're about.
Hey, we all love Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is the best.
Yay, go Taylor Swift.
We're Swifties.
Sophie Jonas. Yay.
We make fun of fucking. This podcast is equal opportunity offenders. We make Black Lives Matter and Jesus. So there you go.
Sophie Jonas.
All Jonas lives matter.
Oh, man.
They just had a kid, didn't they?
I you're asking me? Like,
yeah,
I was fucking
they
know?
Did, because Phil shared that, so yes, they did.
Yeah, I think they had a kid.
I give up my slinger life.
Also,
isn't
Nicki Minaj the mix of all these characters too?
He's giving up the slinger life, putting his gun away. He's gonna put it under concrete like John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they killed his dog.
She's like, "Hey, my husband died. I haven't had any dick in a while. You've been a fucking warrior in the wasteland. I know you haven't had any pussy in a while. This is a perfect match."
Now go shower.
Well, she cut his hair, so I think he did shower.
Let's hope.
we're doing the new Rocky on Hard to Kill next Thursday.
The new Rocky.
The new Rambo. Last Blood.
Okay. There you go. Not impressed, but it was okay.
I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
Hey, Mikey, I liked it.
It was okay.
Why do they keep showing the same scene over and over? We get it. They fucked. We get it.
They watched them fuck.
Yeah, it's like the same scene over and over. We saw that already. What are we watching?
He's not flexing, Heather. Look at him.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2? Come on.
It's garbage day.
Hey.
God, not that good. Movie is painful.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Fender, this dick. What he did. Tied him up with some fucking barbed wire.
Wow, his lip looks really bad.
He's pissed. Let that rage fuel you, Van Damme. Upside down cross in his ear. What's that, fucking my daughter?
Oh, man. Oh, that hair in the back looks ugly.
Oh, that's sexy. That's
I'm like, craving some fucking chicken flavored ramen noodles right now.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a more messed up version of Gavin Rosdale from Bush.
I saw Bush play live about 2 years ago, and they weren't too bad.
I've seen them back when they were actually like popular. Like yeah, I got to see them in Veruca Salt.
Nice.
Veruca Salt was the highlight.
I saw them play with The Cult and STP with Scott Whelan's Ghost, the new lead singer.
Wow.
Stop yelling and do something, you bitch.
So they crucified him through his wrists. Much how the Jehovah's Witnesses say in their Bible how Jesus was crucified through the wrists. Mm-hmm. So that was a little girl getting gangbanged on the pirate boat?
Eesh. Oy vey.
You're on fire tonight.
These guys are vicious.
Cuts on fucking fire tonight.
I was saying, like, we're going to start censoring God, Android.
So yeah, so angry.
I'm not. Look, she was an adult when she got.
I think you need to go talk to your psychiatrist tomorrow.
No,
you
know what? He's always been priest. Angry. We just had a break and you've forgotten.
Man,
he's always like this.
I'm like Van Damme, fucking on the fucking crucifix right now. That's how angry I am.
Heather, you got the best response.
Man, he's so mad, but look at those muscles.
Yeah. That's the line of the night. If our fucking podcast had a fucking theme like a book, he's so mad, but look at those muscles. That would be your theme of the night.
You know,
she's going to go rub one out later.
She's probably doing that right now.
Oh, no. There.
Oh, no. You would know if I was.
Yeah, but he's not your type.
No, he's not. He's too, like, he looks like a lot of work. Like, he would want me to eat protein bars and go to the gym 15 times a day and
count your calories. No. Hey, Heather. Yeah. Is this 1,500 calories this meal or, you know?
I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so mad. Yeah!
Fender! It's like, fucker, just eat this poutine and shut up and eat my pussy. There you go.
Oh, Android, you know.
Yes, I do. I still haven't found a good poutine, by the way.
I don't know what the fuck you keep finding. It's
you're so weird looking at the stuff you find. I don't know what the hell that is.
It was at a fucking bar. I'm like, they have
there
poutine.
She is.
Look at her.
That's Kathy, what I said earlier.
Wait, isn't it the same girl?
No, it's a different one, I think.
The closest poutine I found is when I
was
on vacation.
Is it the same girl? She looks so much like her. Maybe it is her, just really young. Let me look. Uh-oh, we lose somebody?
Nope.
No.
So, I heard a noise.
Nope.
like
somebody sent a picture or something.
Oh, I put in the chat the BRB. I was just gonna put my mute on. I was trying to be subtle, nudie, but
she's gonna go shove that wine bottle up her ass now.
Yeah, I'll be.
No, there's no anal, Scott. No anal.
Well, she's got to learn somehow, right?
I don't need to learn.
You failed.
I didn't study.
Don't look down on me.
Well, how can she? You're way taller.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
Old Pearl Prophet. Here we are, just walking down the street in Detroit, Michigan.
Right. here's 8 Mile. Just keep walking.
I thought they turned into a wrong turn.
Yeah. Atlanta. City limits, Heather. They're almost there.
Here come the zombies.
These guys get the best fucking steroids in the post-apocalyptic.
When did Vic Rames get in this movie?
Exactly.
She's not in this movie, I guess. She just looks so much like her.
So what's really cool is about this scene, they use this scene, not this scene, but this type of shit in RoboCop, where they just had somebody fucking paint a picture and then just add lighting behind it and whatnot, if you can't tell. But yeah, that's just a painted picture. Oh, he heals up fast. Is he Wolverine?
He's Van Damme, damn it.
Yes, we know you're in Atlanta. Just, you know.
Fucking Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, Heather's back, everybody.
Yeah, I'm back. You miss me?
We got the blue lights.
Shut up, Scott.
This ain't Atlanta. Where's the Coca-Cola factory? Bullshit.
I call bullshit.
Oh, yeah, there's Xander Cain. I see him, though. You know it's serious because it's lightning and raining now.
That's right. Shit's fucking getting real.
Raining, but there's still fire everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just like open 24 hours. Raining, but there's still fire. What the fuck?
All right.
Can't put out the fire, man.
Can't.
Because it was a hallucination.
Yeah.
So is this a
hallucination? Not getting spoilers of a movie that other people may have not seen.
They don't need to. Fuck that movie.
But was it a hallucination, Heather? Was it?
What movie is that?
Open 24 Hours.
Oh, I don't.
Because we feel the need to talk about movies we aren't watching.
we need to talk about everything but the movie we're watching. Come on now, Heather.
Plex is better than Blockbuster.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Because of you, Nudie. Nudie, because of you, and also the fucking the pedophilia, I'm canceling my fucking Netflix, and I'm just sticking with my Plex.
Shit. I'm joining Netflix again because of the pedophilia.
Oh, wow.
Why is there pedophilia on Netflix?
Cuties?
It's the latest rage.
Yeah, Cuties.
It's a Canadian film, I think.
It's about these girl, what is it, Americans, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah!
I just see the image of it.
What do you describe it, Scott?
Bite on that fucking knife. So in this scene, just a little bit more, I guess, trivia about this movie. In this scene, Van Damme, this guy right here, that black dude with the braid on the top of his head.
What?
Van Damme actually in this scene fucking blinded him with a fucking kick to his eye. Because Van Damme wasn't very careful with his stunts. And the dude fucking sued Van Damme and sued everybody because he lost an eye. Right here. Watch this. He cut him with the eye in his eye for real right there.
Wow.
I think he did, yeah. Fuck. He's fucking going rage. Altered beast status on this motherfucker.
Oh boy.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh, it looks like the Phantom over there. The Phantom. Oh, okay. Yeah!
Maybe this is the fucking kickboxer chick, Nudie. Because there's
another Ronda Rousey.
She's not in it. I thought she was. She's not in it.
It's a big bitch right here.
Just looks like that other one.
Got to be at least a couple of American Gladiators in here.
Absolutely.
Oh, American Gladiators.
Yeah, there's no Canadian Gladiators now, is there?
They're too polite.
No, you're right. No, we don't have that. We just have universal health care in a country.
They fight over marshmallows.
You're right.
Bitch.
Did
you
say bitch?
How dare you?
He's kicking him. I feel like he's stuck on a Mortal Kombat move.
He certainly is.
Mashing
Why
that A button.
Why can't I do any other moves?
Fucking Johnny Cage. Get him.
Finish him. Oh, fire.
You're in a puddle, dude.
Yeah, you got the rain to put you out. How did he blow up? What the fuck?
He must have ate some green chilies before the fight.
Uh-oh. Fender's getting... He's taking the chainmail off. Shit's getting real.
Why the fuck would you take the chainmail off? Fuck that.
Because he's ready to die.
Because he's like, you know what? This is for the fucking...
He saw that there was only 10 minutes left in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that makes sense.
Nice
Wasn't in the script.
Because he's a cocky villain, that's why.
But he has a knife.
I don't
Heather,
care.
Okay. All right, Heather. Who's got the better body, Fender or Van Damme?
They both look like they eat a lot of whey protein. I don't know. They look fine. I don't know. They look the same to me. I don't...
It's a matter of hairless Van Damme and
hairy
other
guy. Guy's a little too much more work. He looks like he has defined abs, which means he really doesn't have any fun. So...
Heather likes them doughy like me and Venom.
Yeah, I want them to have a good time. Like, I don't want someone that's more work than me.
You got the muscle with Brussels, and you got the Polynesian with fucking whatever. I don't know.
What do you think looks better in?
Well, let's ask the gay man, Scott.
Van Damme. There, I'll give an answer.
I gotta go with the Polynesian just because I'm fucking Hispanic and all us fucking weird indigenous people stick together. I don't know.
That's racist.
I know.
Do you have contacts like that?
No, I don't.
Don't need
you
them.
Should get
I don't need no contacts, but that's what Scott's eyes look like after they're coming. So there you go.
True. You put a black light over him? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Fuck it. They glow.
That's why he has the beard, a flavor saver.
Exactly. And it's good gel for my beard.
You put a fucking contact in his eye and he looks like fucking the zombies from Night of the Demons.
Yes.
He remembers.
Now he just remembers.
I pillaged so much fucking pussy, now I remember.
It's not like Van Damme changed his look in the 10 years that happened or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The Polynesian Parisian looks fucking more different.
Yeah, he got like more buff in between those 10 years.
Got some fucking dreads going. He doesn't have those ramen noodles in the back of his head anymore, Heather.
Nice.
I know. Oh, now he kisses her. Oh, no.
This is... My lower back!
Looks like a horror movie now.
Right?
Oh, no.
It's like Evil Dead.
It so is. Holy shit. He's a fucking deadite.
Yeah, it's Evil Dead. Get out of the car!
That's amazing.
My lines for those last scene.
Don't bend the fender.
Fucker!
He just broke Sam Raimi's car.
Not the Oldsmobile.
Sounded just like me when I find Bruce fucking eating my tacos off the fucking table. Fucker!
That's me when I'm coming.
Fucker!
Oh my god.
And that's Venom when he loses a hand in poker.
Fucker!
He reacts this way too to the guy that wins.
Oh, when he's yelling at Mike to come on Skype. Fucker, where are you?
That's valid, yes.
That's Heather when she sees the guy out of her apartment that didn't make her come. Fuck her!
Exactly. That's exactly that what goes totally down. Don't waste my fucking time.
Fuck her!
He doesn't leave her apartment. He just goes in the living room.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What is happening?
They're fighting in the rain, Heather. Come on.
Oh, oh my god, this is amazing.
So much moaning.
Right. Well, you just got penetrated.
Wow.
You died right. Pretty easy.
Sounds like a weekend. Sounds like my kind of weekend where I'm by myself.
Nice.
Just Scott and his dogs and his cats.
Oh no.
He's like, don't bring the cats and dogs into it.
No, it's just me. Me just beating it off in a
and his peanut butter jar.
Yeah, exactly. His jar of crunchy peanut butter fucking smeared on his asshole.
Dexter, don't listen to this. It's okay, Dexter. Don't listen to this shit.
Yeah. You're like, Dexter, fucker.
Dexter's hungry.
Oh my god.
Wow. What a show.
Oh man.
What a return, guys. Applause to all of you.
Oh no, he's not.
He's alive.
Then I didn't finish him off.
It is a horror movie.
Oh boy.
Fucking
I'm gonna have to put a warning label on this show.
Oh, it's great, dude.
This show?
All our other shows have been way more offensive.
No, Black Lives Matter, Christians, and bestiality. All in one show.
Oh, pedophilia.
And pedophilia, yeah. Forget about that. And then Android virus, too. Uh-huh. All in one show. It's not even 10 o'clock yet.
Oh, that's right. We're on the Dark Discussion Network now, right? Okay.
Well, we are having dark discussions.
Well, we were on the Dark Discussions Network.
I'm really excited to be independent.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw in his ass.
Yeah. Is he dead? No, be sure. Cut off his head.
You know my rule.
That's right. Venom's going to be disappointed. Smash in his head. Cut it off.
Nope.
No, he's going to just believe it. I know.
Oh, he just twitched.
Damage. Give him good. Oh, he's hanging on a hook. He's all right. You did good, Van Damme. You helped the apocalypse. Not bad.
That scene was amazing.
We got to discover some more Albert Pyun movies, guys. This is fucking
yes,
awesome.
Yes, we do.
Well, in 5 more weeks, you can make your pick.
Oh, I already got my pick in 5 weeks, motherfucker.
Oh, boy. Can't wait. Mm. Deadly Prey 2.
No, I'm not going to fucking...
Electric Boogaloo.
I'm not going to do that to you guys. I'm going to be on this kick of the fucking, like, top, like, late 80s, early 90s action fucking martial arts stars. So I'll just put it to you that way.
I like it. It's better than whatever shit Scott
sounds like
Hey, fuck
Seagal
off.
It sounds like it's going to be a Seagal future for us, guys.
I like Seagal.
Well, it's Heather's next pick, then it's Scott, then it's Venom. And then it'll be me, and then it'll be you again, so.
So you have to wait your turn.
You have to wait at least 4 more shows before you unleash the Seagal.
And that gives me plenty of time to pick something really bad just to torment him. Aww,
his buddy died.
He's
she
so
was
sad.
Fucking. She was his ride or die bitch.
Aww, ride or die bitch.
It's like my wife, ride or die bitch.
Aww.
That's what I'm going to put on her fucking gravestone when she dies, ride or die bitch.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
That means you think she's going to die before you?
It's a toss-up.
I think she's probably gonna kill him.
Well, only the good die, yeah. So that would make sense.
We don't fight as much. We don't fight that much. We fuck
fighting
more than...
is normal.
Yeah, well, arguing, you know. But there's also the whole, we're at that point in our relationship where it's like, that talk is not constructive, and I don't appreciate it.
That dude looks so much like Jeremy Irons.
He looks like fucking Scott Glenn's retarded brother.
Thanks to this man.
Looks like Jeff Conaway on drugs.
Gibson guitar. Stay with us, Gibson. No, I take my daughter, my stepdaughter with me and give her a mini baby now.
I show her how to split.
I show. I fuck her deep and populate the future with mini Van Dams.
Three-eyed Van Dam babies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never mind, she's my stepdaughter. We'll see you
Have
guys later.
Oh. Sex
oh, well, then
him?
It's fine.
Yeah. No blood relation. It's okay. It's acceptable.
Porn mentality. That's on Pornhub.
Perfectly acceptable. And that's it.
Cut.
All right, guys. There we have it, guys. 1989's Cyborg, a Golden Globus production, one of their last productions from fucking Canon. And, you know, starring Van Damme, directed by the B-movie schlock himself, Albert Pyun. So, all right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and break this down while we're watching the credits. And I'm going to go ahead and start with Mr. Scott Crawford. What do you give this film, man? Give us a quick breakdown.
Oh, man, this was just so much freaking fun. And, nope, I have never seen this film before. I thought I might have at some point. But, yeah, this is the first time watch for me. Once again, Android, you bring the freaking gold. This movie was just a all-around blast. Anything with Jean-Claude Van Damme is usually a lot of fun. The fight sequences are great. I mean, yeah, I'm just going to give this a 9 out of 10. Just freaking
look
blast.
At you. Awesome. Good job, man. All right, Mr. Venom, what do we got for this one, brother?
All right, well, this isn't a terrible film. It's got some decent action, a lot better than some of the other action movies that we've watched on this show. It's got a decent little story, though it's not really anything that we haven't seen before, even for the late 80s. I don't know, man. This feels like just kind of a... I hate to sound like the downer on this one, but it didn't really... It doesn't even strive to be like... And Nudie made a comment earlier about this not being in his Van Damme top 10, and I kind of have to agree, sadly. There's a lot of Van Damme out there that's very watchable, and like, as I said, I had watched this once when it was new, and I now remember why I never returned to it. It's not a terrible movie by any stretch. You know, it's 80s action. Turn off your brain, enjoy a bunch of people get killed in various ways, but there's still other examples of 80s Van Damme that I would much rather return to. But ultimately, not a bad movie, not the worst thing I've ever seen by any stretch. I'm going to come in with a 7 for Cyborg.
Gotcha. All right. And Mr. Nudie, what do we got from you, man?
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. I'm at a 7 with this. It's okay, you know, it's Van Damme, and I love Van Damme. But like I said, it's not in my top 10 of Van Dammes, and I probably haven't watched it since maybe one to other times since I originally saw it. I enjoy it, but it's not that great. So 7 is good.
Gotcha. All right, Miss Heather Powell?
Well, I loved that ending fight scene. It reminded me of a horror movie. So that actually brought the movie up a lot for me. Mm. Van Damme's pretty badass no matter what. So it automatically gets above a 6 no matter what when Van Damme's in it. But I'm going to go with majority here and go with a 7. Good
Got
watch.
It.
Entertaining. But it was even better to be back with you gentlemen.
All right, guys. Yeah, look at those fucking guitar names in this fucking movie. So for me, it's kind of like how Nudie has talked about before, some of the movies he was brought up on. I remember this movie came out when I was like in 7th grade, so I think I went to the movie theater, the second run movie theater. I don't know if you guys have those where you live. I saw this the Dollar Movie Theater when I was in 7th grade, and I think I met some other 7th grade kids there and girls, and there was video machine games there. It's very nostalgic for me, so I quite enjoy this movie. This is one of my top Van Damme movies, and it's a Golden Globus film, so and you can totally tell. Knowing some of the backstories about this film, how it was originally, the sets were supposed to be for fucking Spider-Man and Masters of the Universe 2, but never were, so it was used for this movie. That makes it that much cooler for me. And again, like, it's one of my top five Van Damme films. I mean, or top four, I would say. I thoroughly enjoy this film. It does have its moments where it does have some lulls in it, meaning like there's some boring background parts of it that didn't really seem to be that need to be there. The fighting was pretty good. It's just a straightforward. It's one of my most favorite post-apocalyptic films, if we can put it in that genre, because it definitely is a post-apocalyptic film. So I give this movie a straight up, and I'm going to go with everybody else. It's a 7 out of 10, and that's doing the movie justice. It's not below a fucking 5, right? So it's a 7 out of 10. So it is giving the movie out of justice, giving the movie some justice. So there you have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. So, all right, guys. Well, again, next couple of weeks, we'll be back with Miss Heather's pick. And what was
should
your
we,
pick
should
again?
We let it know, everyone know what it is?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Just so because it's going to fucking piss Nudie off.
Originally, I was going to choose Mortal Kombat from 1995. But I watched it recently, and I don't think I can stomach watching it twice anytime. So
there you go.
I chose... through my extensive Google search of many, Hard Ticket to Hawaii, because
yes.
There's a snake in it, and I like snakes.
Oh, you certainly do like
and
snakes.
And I certainly would like to go to Hawaii.
Yes, this is
nice... this movie, Andy Sidaris. Oh
yes.
My god,
this is a good fuck you to Nudie, so I love it.
It has 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure it's going to be an excellent film.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's fine. It is. It's a fine movie, but just see it too fucking much. But
and Android
whatever.
Told me to put it on.
I know he did.
I never
I'm just
told
kidding.
Probably did.
I did not.
He fucking he played it like 6 weeks ago, and he put it up as a vote with another movie, and all those fuckers voted it in. I'm like, come on, guys. He just played this. Like,
well,
no.
This is how it went down. He said, Heather, I'll send you green chilies if you choose. Hard to Hawaii. And I said, son of a bitch, I'm in.
Oh, look at Newton. He doesn't like democracy. And secondly.
Then he gets mad when I don't go watch the show.
And secondly, Nudie, the only reason why Nudie doesn't like this movie is he's rubbed one out too many times to this fucking film.
Exactly.
So.
I grew up watching this movie.
Heather.
It's a Skinamax film.
Oh, yeah, it totally is.
I just chose it randomly. Oh, boy.
Yeah, lots of boobs. Lots of money.
It's not that. No.
It's just. You know, it would be like if somebody chose Weird Science. I've seen it a million times. It's not that it's not a fun movie for this show. It's some of us have seen it a million times. But don't change your pick. We're going to...
No, we're not.
Well, we could do Mortal Kombat if you guys really want,
No. We're going to do the movie. It's your pick. I told you, whatever you guys pick, you pick. But I'm just going to complain now and then if I feel like it's a movie that's overplayed or whatever, but...
Look, dude,
nobody's telling you can't have a fucking feeling of nostalgia to rub one out while we're watching it, alright?
I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah. There you go. He's fucking...
Can I go throw up now?
Yeah. All right, guys. So, it's not horror, okay? Our fucking return after a month and a half, or whatever the case may be. And I hope you guys enjoyed the movie. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with Miss Heather's pick, Hard Ticket to Hawaii. And what can I say? Thanks for the support, and we love you all, guys. This is awesome.
Love you.
All right. Good night.
Peace. Good night.
Adios.
Good night.